your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Special report with Sheriff Richard Mack, America's Sheriff, Senior USAPrepares.com instructor. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan is going to be talking about spy technology coming up in just a few minutes. And Richard Mack is talking about the trial of Sheriff Nick Finch, Liberty County, Florida, who nullified an illegal gun arrest. And Sheriff Richard Mack, here's my question. Gun grabbing, I'm seeing it and hearing it. I've seen it firsthand where guns are being grabbed by the local and county police. Is this part of something that has been prescribed by the federal government with a reward program to have monetary incentives for stealing guns from we the people?
I don't know about the monetary reward. I've never seen that. What disturbs me even more than that is the inculcation and brainwashing the police across this country have that guns need to be taken away from law-abiding citizens, or that law-abiding mm-hmm. citizens need to be made criminals mm-hmm. if they own guns. Mm-hmm. And that's typical of what this situation was. I said from the very beginning, Vince, when Florida first went, I think it was one of the first states, if not the first state, to go to a concealed carry permit. Yes, because of that, their crime rate went down. It was because more people took advantage of this situation. Because before that, it was illegal to carry a gun in your purse or in your briefcase or underneath your coat or inside your pocket. It was actually against the law in some of those states. It was illegal. However, it wasn't unlawful or unconstitutional because of the Second Amendment. When the concealed carry permit came out, I said, watch out. This is a double-edged sword because now you have to ask permission and subject yourself to the state and to the government to do that which is already guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution and by our God-given rights. So, sure enough, this is a typical example of what happens when the state believes that their regulations and bureaucratic policies supersede the Bill of Rights. That is the big problem going on in America. The vilification of gun ownership is the big problem, and 700,000 peace officers or police officers and federal agents in this country to make sure that you and I toe the line when it comes to gun ownership. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, gun control in America is against the law. And what kind of gun or how I own a gun is none of the government's business. I do not have to subject myself to them or to their background checks or to their permits. This is what we signed on to when we became America, that government would have to leave that specific right alone. They can't regulate it. They can't do anything about it. And if they want to go after criminals, that's one thing. But to go after us and make us criminals, that is an entirely different matter. That is what they're doing. It is corrupt. It is subversive. And it's almost conspiratorial. In fact, I'll say, yes, it is. It is a conspiracy.
Sheriff Richard Mack, I know someone in the Commonwealth of Virginia who 911 was called remotely on this person, and 911 can be called on anybody, and what can happen is multiple officers can arrive and come into a person's house and push their way in, and if they see a gun, confiscate that gun and just take it. It's outrageous.
And then you have to prove that you're the owner and that you're not a criminal and maybe still not get it back.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I know someone that that happened to. And what I did was I went to court with this person. I went to the sheriff's office with this person. And I said, I just want to let you know I'm going to be talking about this on the air. And I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving until that gun is returned. And you know what? They did it. They returned the gun. They absolutely returned it.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't throw you in jail. So, anyway, well, I know you got other guests, and I'm heading to Salt Lake City for a meeting with Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby. And I want to express my gratitude to you and all the listeners at CCN for their faith and prayers, their support of Sheriff Finch. I wish all of you could have seen the trial, but I wish even more that you could meet this good man and his wife, the humble strength that they have, their conviction, their courage, and their commitment to America and freedom. This was a huge victory for all of us. This was a huge victory for the constitutional sheriff movement. And we hope that every one of your listeners get involved in supporting us and donating, still help Sheriff Finch with his legal fees, and be somebody that will be on the right side. And that's what we need all of the listeners at GCN to do. And again, Vince, I thank you so much for your dedication, too, for the holy cause of liberty.
Thanks so much, Sheriff Richard Mack. And I'm going to see if I can get Sheriff Nick Finch on the air with us, and maybe we can help him out. Thanks again for being with us, Sheriff Richard Mack.
See you soon.
John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, we were going to be talking about spy technology. And, you know, all of this ties together. I mean, everything that we're looking at, the system wants to control our guns. They want to arrest our best representatives, our best protectors of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Let's talk about the spy technology. What else is happening, John Reagan?
Well, there's so much, and I'd just like to remind our listeners that my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, in the news section, I've posted a list of news articles that came from about a two-week period, October 15th through October 30th, and this is what we're going through, and I've got them categorized into military, computers and phones, cars, homes, and mind-body, which is probably the scariest one of all. And if you do go to my website, I've also got an icon there where you can like my Facebook page, where you can be surveilled even more. And you can receive the news updates through there or just go to my website on the news tab. And I wanted to talk to you about, I heard where you said that you've gotten emails that some people think that things like surveillance, spy tech doesn't really belong in preparedness. And just to relate my experience, you know, yes, I've done thousands of hours of research, but in my professional life, including my first 6 years in the Air Force, and in leading, being in charge of a couple of IT shops, my direct responsibilities have included what in the business world is called business continuity planning and disaster recovery. Mm-hmm. So I'm literally a paid professional for disaster planning. And when you're in that world, you have to look at various scenarios. And like last time I talked about, it's like the MBA lesson. If you don't know where your competition is, they're ahead of you. Or the military lesson. If you don't know where your enemy is, they're ahead of you. It's situational awareness. If you don't know what's going on, then you're not assessing the situation properly. And that's what we're trying to do here. And in my assessing situations and preparedness, you've got low level, we've been talking about cars. A lot of people out there are prepared for a flat tire by having a spare in the trunk. not a lot of people are prepared to have a radiator hose break on them. So that's kind of low end, not a lot of impact. On the other end of the scale, if we had a large asteroid come and collide with Earth, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, nobody's going to survive that, so you know there's no need to worry about that. Then you get into the various stages in between. More common things like severe thunderstorms, ice storms, you know, tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, those things happen, but they tend to focus on a smaller area, and you still got the rest of the infrastructure around. You get to the higher end, things like EMP, CME, where it would take out the electric grid, that becomes much more disastrous, and you have to be much more prepared for that. There's two scenarios that concern me. One is Fukushima, which you and Ricky Rocket cover quite well. And the other is if we get on the other side of the financial collapse and we have an intact military-industrial complex, that's what really concerns me, and that's where the spy tech comes into being. Because it's like we can't go and take over the government. They got too many weapons. It's just an impossibility. We have much better luck at the ballot box. And even that's kind of rigged nowadays. But if they have this tech and also understanding the black ops world, the above top secret world, anything that you see that the public knows about, they probably have something that's 10 to 20 years ahead of the public in the black ops world. So that's not that we shouldn't prepare, it's you need to be aware and, you know, still take the actions that you need to take to protect you and your loved ones.
And John Reagan, that is precisely why I've asked you to be on this broadcast for this particular topic, because if we don't know what they're up to and what some of their capabilities are, we can't understand how to prepare. If you think that the blackout in Fukushima means that there's no radiation in your air, you've lost your mind. You need to think for yourself, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do right here on USAPrepares.com. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Amanda Bolsel here from Midas Resources. Today, October 31st, 2013, gold opened at $13,26.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,74.54, $6,87.27 for a half ounce, or $3,43.63 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13,74.54, $6,87.27, and $3,43.63. Happy Halloween!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I mentioned at the top of the first hour that the 2013 National Small Farm and Trade Show Conference in Columbia, Missouri is today and tomorrow, November 1st and 2nd. Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, and I plan to be there. Other USAPreparers.com instructors are certainly invited to attend. And so we will be there. That's our plan for tomorrow in Columbia, Missouri. This post on the website. And so I support and endorse many of the preparedness type events that are happening all over the country. That is just one that I plan to be attending. John Reagan's with us, The Financial State of the Union. His book should be out next week, available for purchase. That is what we think is going to happen, and I will certainly make mention of that on this broadcast. I already purchased my copy, and I'm looking forward to putting that in the studio with me. John Reagan, we're talking about some very serious spy technologies. Let's please continue.
Yes, we were talking about cars, and last time we talked about how if you have a car with OnStar installed in it, whether or not you subscribe to the service, your car has a GPS in it that can be tracked. And they also have some control over your car. The newer black boxes that are being installed in cars probably all have the same technology where it's got a GPS and some kind of cell phone communication. And you cannot disable it. They've basically made it a part of your car system, and you can't get around it.
So, John, let me see if I understand. Are you saying that with some of these systems, they can turn on the microphone and listen to what you're saying without even knowing it?
That is what I've read. I don't have explicit proof of that, but quite likely, much like the cockpit recorders on airplanes, there's probably microphones and possibly video that's embedded in some of the cars.
Okay, well, There goes the submarine races, boys and girls. So I don't know if you've heard that term before, John Reagan, but back when I was younger, a guy and his girlfriend would go to the edge of the water, and she would say, "What are we doing here on Friday night? You know, it's dark, it's lonely," and he'd go, "The submarine races. We're going to watch the submarine races." So, you know, I don't think you want to be in an OnStar vehicle watching the submarine races. Gosh.
Well, whether or not they have that technology installed in the cars, and we'll be talking about this in the home section, the new smart TVs have microphones and cameras in them. So you may want to think twice about having a new television in your bedroom. You may be contributing You may be contributing to internet sex sites and not knowing it.
Well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, just as simple as a cell phone, Mrs. Finelli has keeps the one that we share under a Tupperware container to muffle the sound until I get rid of that darn thing, which I've been wanting to do for a long time. But I don't keep my cell phone on me, and people will call me and say, "You don't answer your phone." I go, "Yeah, I know, because I don't have it on me." But, okay, let's continue, please.
And there was an article on CNN a few months ago about how that with as few as three data points, they can basically build a fingerprint that identifies more than 80% of the people just based on where you've carried your phone to. And to point that out, let's just say you've got me and my wife. We live in the same apartment, but there's lots of people in the apartment complex. So that narrows it down to a couple of dozen people right there. Well, Becky and I also, you know, go to the meetup at Ziggy's. So that's already narrowed it down to the two of us right there. Mm-hmm. Now, by the time you locate her at work and locate me at the grocery store, you've uniquely identified individuals at that point. And even if we got brand new phones, brand new numbers, just going to the same places would still identify us.
And those frequent flyer cards that you have at the supermarkets. John Reagan, let's continue this discussion because we're being watched everywhere we go. We'll be right back.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The Obama administration is looking for a picture of a happy enrollee of Obamacare because they can't find one. They'd like you to do your civic duty and send them a picture of a happy enrollee. It's an impossible task. I've got a post on the website. I'd like you, it's homework. Please visit usapreparedness.com, China nuclear subfleet, and the targets it has identified for attack. Serious reading. It'll take you 2 minutes to read this post, usapreparedness.com. I'm serious. I stuck it on top of page one just during the break. John Reagan's with us. and we're talking about spy technology. This all ties together. It ties to preparedness because you are being targeted. You are being identified. Your information is being stored. Smartphones, your location, where you travel, what you buy, when you buy it, on your credit cards. There is a complete dossier on you. Please continue, John Reagan.
And you were talking about the supermarket cards. When I was living in Dallas, there were a couple of stores that I frequented that had those cards. And then there was a third store that I didn't go to, but I'd read their circular, and there was a sale on that I just couldn't resist. So I went there, and I put, you know, the minimum information that I could signing up, so they knew my name and address. They had no idea I was married or anything. I go do my shopping, and when they scan the card, out pops a coupon for feminine supply that my wife uses. It was not a coincidence. You know, it's a big database. They know more about you than you do.
Yeah, if you use your credit card, they tie your credit card to your frequent flyer card. So the trick is to make up a name and make up the information, be older or younger than you are, be the other sex from what you are, and use cash to pay. And pretty soon we're all going to start looking like the Michael Jackson when he was alive and wear a wide-brimmed hat, huge sunglasses, and a disguise. That's where we're going to have to go. But please continue, because we're going to talk about smart meters too, John?
I'm not sure if we're going to get there today.
Okay, well, all right. Well, let's keep going.
You know, even if you try to disguise yourself, everybody has a unique walk. And I think it was the Chinese that have developed software that can uniquely identify a person by the way they walk. There are so many different biometric identifiers that just facial recognition alone, you know, it's just a small part of it. But relate another story. In Texas, they have defensive driving courses, and Becky and I would take that because you get a certain percent discount off your car insurance if you take the course. Most people take it because they're trying to get a speeding ticket dismissed.
Right.
Well, normally I prefer to go to the comedy ones because it's, you know, pretty boring material otherwise, and you got to be there for a certain number of hours and take a test and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably around 2004 that we decided to take the class online. Well, in order to show that it's you sitting in front of the computer, every two or three questions or so, they pop up a question about your life that identifies you to prove that it's you sitting there in front of the computer. They know more about you than you do. There were questions about Becky's siblings. There's questions about what cars you had. You know, when's your inspection sticker expire? And they have to rent up the garage and get an answer because you don't know the answer yourself.
I refuse to answer those questions.
Well,
I can't get a new insurance quote to throw overboard the Farm Bureau insurance that I have because I have to provide my driver's license number and my social security number to get a quote for homeowner's insurance as well as automobile insurance. It's unbelievable. They tie my driver's record to my homeowner's insurance. It's unbelievable.
Yep. And your credit record too.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had a job since 1989.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
We were talking about how with just GPS locations, they can identify most people just based on three coordinates. But you don't even have to have that. Say you you decided to get one of the old technology phones that doesn't have the GPS. They can only triangulate your position, get an approximate location.
Right.
Or you go out and get an anonymous burner phone So it's got the GPS, but, you know, maybe you keep it wrapped up. Well, that's not the only way they can identify you. Unless you change who you call, it's just as easy to identify who you are. Because you've always already established a pattern. You know, whether it's, you know, the pizza delivery place, you know, where you or your spouse works, your friends and family. There's a certain universe of phone numbers that uniquely identifies you. So if you call the very same numbers from a brand new phone with a brand new number, even if they don't have your name, the computer can match who you've called and identify that it's you. You know, we're not working against people here. We're working against automation. So even if you want to try to drop off the grid, you might be able to reduce or eliminate your digital footprint, but you cannot eliminate your digital shadow. This is something
unless you don't, unless you don't talk to anybody.
Well, it goes beyond that even. Brad Thor, who novelizes some of this, he talked about how, for example, you drop off the grid, you don't have a phone, don't have a car, but you go stay with some friends. The fact that their electrical usage has gone up and yours has dropped off already suggests that you're staying with them. There are just so many ways that that they analyze things that it, you know, it's like no matter what you do, you know, they can identify you. And that's why I, you know, while I don't like what they're doing, I don't spend a lot of time and effort trying to fight it because that time and effort to me, it's more important being spent on preparing because, what I'm looking at post financial collapse, I believe there's a darn good chance that that's going to lead into at least an EMP war. And with that EMP war, hopefully that takes out all of this advanced technology and they won't have this technology to spy on us and control us.
John Reagan, I think what you're saying has a lot of validity because I've said on this broadcast, we can get by if we live independently and we've been preparing for a long time, we can probably get by without electricity. But the government absolutely, positively cannot function at all without electricity. They can't do it. They can't communicate with the ships. They can't communicate with the satellites. They can't have satellite images. They can't communicate with each other. They can't pay these government bonehead minions their salary without electronic transfers to their bank accounts. So government employees are mercenaries to a great extent. And because of that, they won't show up for work if they don't get paid. They're not entrepreneurs. They're people who are told what to do. So they don't tend to have the work ethic of a typical entrepreneur. So without electricity, the government is kaput.
And that might not happen, well, without electricity, definitely. But if there is still power, things don't usually degrade quite so fast. We can look at Greece as an example. You know, the doctors would still show up to the hospital even though they hadn't gotten paid for months. But that can only go on so long.
Well, you can't operate without light. You can't operate without, you know, sutures. You can't operate without plastics and delivery of supply and materials. You can't do it. So, you know, you can use what you've got on hand, but if the supply trucks aren't running, it's really going to be tough. It really is. You know, there are generators, and the government does have fuel supplies for some of these generators. But if those fuel tanks are not being refilled for the generators, when the fuel runs out, there's no way for the government to function.
And using the logic of government and large corporations, they have these contracts for fuel delivery to refuel those generators. And there's significant penalties for not doing that. Of course, if there's no way of refilling it, what difference do those penalties make?
Right, right.
Some of the insanity of business continuity planning.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's next?
Well, one of the recent news articles is, and I believe it's Oregon, is the state that's really talking about this hot and heavy now. It was an article out of the L.A. Times. They're talking about making you have a mandatory black box in your car
right.
that would track all your mileage in order to tax you by the mile.
Mm-hmm.
They can also determine how fast you were going and with that location determine also whether or not you were speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, unless you record your entire life, you'd have no way of proving whether or not you were.
Right.
We've also talked a little bit about how black boxes can be used to control cars. You could make an argument that having the ability to shut off the ignition, you know, cut out the car chases would be safer for the public. But there's also a belief that such control might have been used to get rid of a reporter recently.
Hey, John, you're absolutely right. And I actually support the use of electronic controls to shut off cars to avoid car chases. That would be police cars. Let's shut them off. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Today
I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us, and we are talking about spy technology. Mike Parsons is on the line from Tennessee. Mike Parsons, you had some thoughts?
I did. The problem with a lot of this sophisticated technology is that it's interdependent. It requires a lot of different systems functioning, and if there's any glitch along the way, it falls apart. Such as right now, I've got a dryer that's got 5 or 6 different electrical connections between the switch for the power to function. All of those have to be working. Well, if one sensor goes out, it quits working. So what is the solution? It's called a clothesline. So I can still dry the clothes. But at the end of the day, people like, let's say the city of Birmingham. I was driving through Birmingham a few weeks back. I was traveling through Birmingham, as it were, a few weeks ago. And I noticed that at the major intersections along the interstate, they had these surveillance cameras mounted on these poles right next to the light poles. And apparently they had a storm come through or something, because all of the poles that suspended these cameras were leaning at about a 45-degree list, and all of the light poles were still up. I didn't pull over and stop, but I would imagine they probably had some type of fatigue in the bolts holding those posts to the ground, or they somehow backed out mysteriously, or there could have been spiders. I know electronics really have havoc when there's spiders that get in there and cause havoc with spider webs. So at the end of the day, all of these systems being interdependent have their Achilles heels.
They do. They do.
And as you talked about getting your driver's license renewed and your newfound expressions, your smiles and your longer hair and the various things that distinctively make you you for the moment, things change in reality. And as Dr. Miller said, you create your reality. I think in the city of Birmingham, they've created their reality.
Well, the lady who took my driver's license picture said, "Vincent, you look dead in this picture." And I said, "Oh, that's good. That's good. We'll just go with that one." She said, no. And she started reading me the rules. She said, "You know, you can't cover your face." I didn't cover my face with my hands. She said, "You can't cover your face with your hands. You can't look away. You can't look. It has to be You have to be looking forward. She told me all these things that I had to do. And I said, well, I did all those things. And she said, but you look dead. And I said, well, that light hurts my eyes. When that thing goes off, it hurts my eyes. It makes me blink. I'm going to leave it right there.
There ain't no lousy solutions, my friend. Great show. John, you've got all the details and the facts, and without this knowledge, we don't know which way to look. You're helping us find the directions we need to look. As you said earlier, without knowing where your opponent is located, he's directly on top of you. So you got to keep up with your opponent.
It's not a clothesline. It's a solar-powered clothes dryer.
Thank you.
Mike, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
John Reagan, what's next?
If we got time, I'll try and get through plate scanning.
Go real quickly on it. We've got about a minute.
It's from the Seattle Times. But basically, the police departments now are going through these cameras and collecting literally thousands of license plates and the locations they're at. And in fact, I saw this occur in Springfield. We were stopped across the street from a motel, and I saw this police car pull into the motel parking lot. I thought they'd probably been called or something, and then I look up probably about 30 seconds later, and he's pulling right back out again. He'd just gone through and scanned all the license plates at that motel.
Hmm. So we're now turning our police officers who are supposed to protect and defend us into meter maids. Okay.
In Seattle, at least they're saying they're only keeping track of this information for 3 months, and then it's supposedly destroyed. But
right.
we can trust the government, right?
Yep. Now, John, when you're on next time, are we going to talk about the smart meters, internet, spy rocks, smart dust, DNA, the monitoring and the database of DNA when they test our children for drugs in school? Are we going to talk about that? And RFID chips?
Certainly.
What about tattoos?
All kinds of things.
Tattoos, biometrics, mind and body surveillance.
A year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.